Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, hold on to your hats, folks, because we're diving headfirst into the mind-blowing world of OpenAI's latest creation, O3. It's like they've unleashed a digital Einstein upon the world.
O3? Not O2? What's the deal with skipping a number? Did they run out of oxygen or something?
Haha, good one. Apparently, there's a telecom company named O2, and OpenAI, in their infinite wisdom on naming things, decided to sidestep any potential legal tangles. So, O3 it is. And let me tell you, this ain't just a minor upgrade. This is a full-blown next-gen frontier model that's leaving O1 in the dust. Remember how mind-blowing O1 was? Yeah, well, multiply that by like 1,000.
Okay, you've got my attention. What makes this O3 so special? Is it just faster, or is there something more?
Faster? Please. It's not just about speed, it's about reasoning. They've given this thing test-time compute, which basically means it can actually think through problems, not just crunch numbers. This thing's solving complex coding challenges with a 71.7% accuracy rate on the Sweetbench benchmark, a real-world coding test. Even better than O1, which was already insane. And get this, it's even beating some of OpenAI's own top coders on code forces. Mark, the head of research, got schooled by his own creation. Impressive.
Wait, are you saying this thing is achieving AGI, artificial general intelligence? That's a bold claim.
Well, according to Sam Altman's own definition of AGI, AI outperforming humans at most economically viable work, this is ticking all the boxes. It's crushing coding, conquering math with near-perfect scores on competition math benchmarks, 96.7% accuracy, and even tackling PhD-level science questions with a 10% improvement over O1. This thing is a beast.
Okay, but what about creativity? Can it solve problems it's never seen before? That's the real test of intelligence, right?
Enter the ARC Prize benchmark, my friend. This benchmark is specifically designed to test that very thing, the ability to learn and apply new skills on the fly. And guess what? O3 scored a whopping 87.5%. That's above average human performance, which sits at around 85%. I mean, come on, that's mind-blowing. This isn't just number crunching anymore. It's learning. It's reasoning. It's, dare I say, thinking.
Okay, I'm starting to see what you mean. But all this power must come at a price, right? Isn't running something this complex incredibly expensive?
That's where O3 Mini comes in. It's a smaller, faster, and cheaper version that offers almost the same performance. They demoed it live, even had it write code to evaluate itself. So meta, and it's blazingly fast, almost instant response time.
This is all incredibly exciting, but a bit terrifying at the same time. What are the implications of this kind of power? Are we ready for this?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? OpenAI is opening up both O3 and O3 Mini to external safety testing, which is a good first step. But yeah, this changes everything. We're entering a new era, folks, and it's going to be a wild ride.
Wow, a lot to process. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Absolutely. And that's all the time we have for today's episode. Tune in next time for more exciting discussions. Until then, stay nutty, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.